The reason Walker is even discussing an exemption for clothing is because of the different ways the sales and income taxes affect poor people. Under the progressive income tax, people who earn less pay lower rates, but with the sales tax, everyone pays the same rate no matter how much money they make. Critics say that's why raising the sales tax would hurt poor people the most, but Walker says there could be ways to get around that by carving out sales tax exemptions for goods like clothing.
It would protect people who have the lowest incomes the most if you could carve out those basic essentials out there. And then say, you know, if you want to spend more on things that may not be essential to your life and your livelihood, well, then the sales tax is going to be a part of it.
Groups that study tax policy say the idea has its problems. Todd Berry with the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance says if Walker wants to eliminate the state income tax, he'd have to make up billions of dollars in revenue with the sales tax. Carving out more exemptions makes that tougher.
What other states that have gone in this direction do is they tax more things, not fewer things.
John Peacock with the Wisconsin Council on Children and Families says the more necessities you carve out of the sales tax, the more you have to tax everything that's left.
Carve out clothing, but then does that mean a higher rate for your utilities, your phone bill and your electricity and gas bill?
According to the National Tax Foundation, 8 states, including Minnesota, already offer some kind of tax exemption for clothing. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.